Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Happy New Year, everybody. We're in the midst of a cold wave, and it's so cold, I feel like extending my New Year's holiday by a few more days. So I'm keeping my review very short. This week, I'm looking at one movie, only an historical drama from the People's Republic. Youth, directed by Feng Xiaogang. Okay, it's the early 1970s in China, in the midst of the Cultural Revolution, where in the 60s, fanatical members of the Red Guard were trying to purge the entire country of bourgeois elements. So there's widespread upheaval. But now it's the 70s, and millions of educated youth, the Jishi Qingyan, educated youth have been sent down to the countryside to work on farms. And because it's a cultural revolution, only a handful of operas and ballets are allowed to be performed anywhere in China. Enter He Xiaoping, played by Miao Miao, a young woman with pigtails from a poor family. She's been chosen to join an illustrious troupe that performs these productions as part of the Chinese army. So she's escorted from the train station by the always helpful Liu Feng right into the middle of a rehearsal, where she sees rows of leggy women in extra short gym shorts and clingy tops running around the hall with red flags in formation. So He Xiaoping is in awe, but also self-conscious and intimidated. She's naive, unsophisticated, and unskilled, exact opposite of the two beautiful young women who are leading the group. There's Ding Ding, played by Yang Caiyu, and Suiza, played by Elaine Zhong. Those two are both relatively rich, they're sophisticated, they come from the big city, and they look down on her simple ways. They say she sweats like a farm girl. But the director thinks He Xiaoping is natural talent, that's why she let her join. So she tries to fit in, but she's constantly mocked and bullied. Will she ever succeed as a performer? Liu Feng, played by Huang Xuan, is a kind and generous young man, modest, hardworking, always ready to help other people. So much so that they all call him Lei Feng, not Liu Feng. Lei Feng was an ordinary soldier who died in the early 60s, but whose name and face in the Cultural Revolution is known to almost everyone in China because he's on posters and he's a role model for everyone to follow. So Liu Feng is seen as a living version of Lei Feng. But will his wholesome image stop him from ever showing his attraction to one of the women? Okay, at the end of the Cultural Revolution, the group disbands and the members all go their separate ways, becoming soldiers, journalists, and medics. No spoilers here. But it picks up again during the time of the Sino-Vietnamese War, where some of them meet again, and it continues much later in a more modern China to see how they end up. Who's doing well? Who's left behind? And has anyone changed their ways? Youth is an unusual look back at the Cultural Revolution, and it's also a very watchable, accessible movie that works. It works as a broad, epic, romantic drama, Hollywood style. The director Feng Xiaogang does these big kinds of movies really well, with love and also as much gratuitous near nudity, shower scenes, dancing, as the censors in China will allow. I just had my problem with this movie is the history. This movie sees it as a happy, nostalgic time of simple thoughts and good people. So it's sort of a revisionist Cultural Revolution light. There have been lots of other movies about the Cultural Revolution, but it's always about the lost generation, the suffering, the death, the pain, the alienation. This one, this is the first one I've ever seen that paints the Cultural Revolution as the better time, the happier time. Second thing is there's war, and it's shot like any good war movie with lots of explosions and valor and a war is hell feeling on the part of the soldiers and the death and the blood. But this is Vietnam that China attacked to punish them. Do you know why they attacked them? Because Vietnam drove the genocidal Khmer Rouge out of power in Cambodia. Oh, boy. Even so, the director tempers this movie with a bittersweet ending that makes you think about present-day China in a new light. And it gives you a good slice of life of the attitudes right now in that country. Youth, which is in Chinese with subtitles, is playing now in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Gar of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.